Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Former President Barack Obama and musician Bruce Springsteen are out with a new book today. Renegades, Born in the USA is a coffee table book based on their podcast of the same name. In it, the friends discuss everything from the state of the country to race to their relationships with their fathers. Our colleague at All Things Considered, host Audie Cornish, spoke with Springsteen and Obama about their conversations and book, and she joins us now. Hey, Audie.
Hey there, Tanya.
So Bruce Springsteen and President Obama, tell us a little bit about how this project came to be.
Well, much of this was recorded in 2020. We're talking in the height of the pandemic. We're talking about the racial justice protests following the killing of George Floyd. And the former president told me that these events really informed their decision and really informed their collaboration. Here's what he told us.
It was a tumultuous time during the recording. I think our general attitude was America was going through a reckoning. We had to figure out who we were. And part of the goal of the podcast and now the book was to maybe offer, with some humility, the sense that there is a common American story to be had under all the polarization and division and anger and resentment that had been fanned during that year.
Audie, this idea of a shared American story is something Obama has been talking about since he first ran for president back in 2008. I'm curious, he obviously still believes in this idea, but how does he talk about it now at a time when there's so much division in our country?
It's interesting. President Obama, obviously, his brand is hope, so to speak. But it's fair to say that hope has been shaken for many people in the country between the economy, dealing with COVID-19. It's just a very stressful time. And yet he still really pressed this issue. And we mixed it up a bit. I asked him, for example, about the backlash we've seen around racial education in this country, where you have people who are angry at their school boards, protesting in their meetings about what they see as the teaching of a racial agenda, right? They're calling it critical race theory. But he argues, he looks at those same moments and he sees a sign of progress.
There are a whole bunch of parents who are also getting up and saying, no, this is something we need to learn about. This is something that is important. It wouldn't be a controversy 20 years ago or 30 years ago because nobody would have thought of including a story about slavery or Jim Crow or the Black Codes in textbooks. I know because they weren't in my textbooks and they weren't in Bruce's, I guarantee, in Freehold.
Okay, so what he's saying here is true, but I can imagine that some feel this is marginal progress, that it's ultimately unsatisfying. Did they have any sense of how to speak to anyone who feels like this change they're feeling just isn't enough, or that this optimism is unfounded?
I would say both men are very reflective of the times during which they were raised, right? Bruce Springsteen in his 70s, President Obama in his 50s, and they really look back at their period of when they grew up, and they see a lot of controversy, change, and progress. When I bring up to them the idea that, hey, are there unique challenges going on with this generation? Because we're hearing from younger progressives in the country, right, who say, look, we're not willing to be patient and wait for change anymore, especially when they look at a recalcitrant Congress. And both of them jumped in on this. Here's what Springsteen had to say. He starts.
That's why I use the term fighting optimism, you know, because I don't see any other choice. You know, I think you've got to adhere to the truth. You've got to adhere to the basic values in our institutions. And that I don't know of what the alternative to that is.
One of the things that Bruce and I did talk about in the book is, you know, you get to the certain age and you want to be supplanted. We see it in our own kids.
Of course.
I want the next generation to do it better, smarter, be bolder, have better answers and ideas. But what that requires, though, ultimately, is some faith that it can be done. And that, I think, does require a belief that people are not fixed and mutable. And I think the country has shown itself able and capable of changing and growth.
Audie, I look forward to hearing more of this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tanya, thanks so much for talking with me about it.